It's done, I'm an addict. Oh, sorry. I wasn't actually ready to go first. I didn't know I was going first. Can you hear me? It's like echoing. It's all right. Is it all right? It sounds really weird. Speaker meeting. Okay. I got here. I can't believe it. Got to the meeting. It's amazing. I got to the meeting. We got here. Raining. We got to the meeting. You know, I just want to congratulate myself and other people. Everyone here. We got to the meeting. I don't know where anyone else came from. I know where I came from. And it's not easy. It's not easy getting to a meeting sometimes. And it wasn't tonight. But I got here. I persevered. I got here. I even drove here. It's been insane. I found a parking. To walk like 5 minutes up the road. But I got here, so I'm happy about that. And it is. It's kind of like the small things, really, you know, in recovery today that I feel happy about. It's such a small little victory, but I do feel happy about. And it is. It can also be the opposite, you know. It can also be the small things that can sort of send me a bit loopy as well. And the big things are the ones that I can sort of be calm and cool about, you know, so it can kind of flip. I've been around the fellowship for a while, over a decade. It's amazing that NA has actually kept me, helped me in to stay away from alcohol and other substances. It's amazing. And I kind of contribute to that by turning up at a meeting. That's how it started. It's that simple. And I still do the same thing, you know. It's like, keep on keeping on. And that's how I feel, you know. It's just, I keep, putting one foot in front of the other. And in my step work as well, it's like, writing. I mean, the green and gold, I do find it very, plenty, and they talk about being a simple program. I find a lot of questions for it to be simple, but I do it that way, and I've always done it that way because that's what NA is sort of, you know, it's NA approved stuff, isn't it? So that's why I do it that way, because I have faith. I have a lot of faith. I have faith in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, and I just put one foot in front of the other and one word in front of the other. One word, one word, one word, and I do my step work like that. I don't find that sort of stuff, I don't find it easy, you know. I mean, when I first came to NA, it was harder. It was a lot harder. Sitting in a meeting, people I didn't know sharing anything at all. And back in the day when I first came, I had, we could smoke in the rooms. And I had a cigarette, and I held my cigarette, and it just burnt out, and I didn't even take a pull, and and I was a drug addict, and I got in a meeting, and I don't know what happened, you know. It's so powerful. The groups are so powerful. I don't know what happened that first time I went to a meeting, and I identified. I don't know, I just looked at everyone and I just... I wasn't actually the gift of desperation. I was desperate, but when I got to the meeting, all of a sudden I felt like I wasn't, but I still identified. I can't remember what was said, but I looked at people, and I think it was just, I think it was the honesty, actually, that kind of kept me coming back to meetings. And honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. Yeah, I mean, I was pretty honest. You know, I still can be. I don't feel like I want to be now, though, tonight. We've got 10 minutes. I don't. I just feel that I just want to talk about good things, you know, because I can be a bit of a moaner. You know, I can, you know, it's Good Friday, if you believe in that. I mean, it's, you know, it's a bank holiday. And it's also, for my culture and where I'm from, it's Fish Friday. So we eat fish. We eat fish today, and I did eat fish. I managed to eat fish to keep the tradition going. And I had fish and chips, and I just hated it. And I just complained. And I bit into this fish, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm complaining. And it's like, because of the programme and what it's given me, it's like I actually felt... I don't know if it was guilty. I don't think I felt guilty, but I just felt, I'm complaining. So immediately, you know, admit your wrongs. And I just changed it. And I just thought, give thanks. Give thanks for a bit of fish on Fish Friday. You know, I got it. Do you know what I mean? I had the money to pay for it. I paid for it. What am I moaning about? I didn't really like it. But hey, so, you know, I gave thanks. And I, you know, just little things. I remember, I just want to, I don't know how long I've got, but I remember, oh, the struggles in recovery, they went on for me, on and off. I mean, I've had recovery, I've relapsed, I relapsed on my drug of choice, and then I relapsed on another drug for 2 years. But my message in that was, I kept coming back. Kept going to meetings. In all those 2 years, I kept going to meetings. I didn't know what else to do. And it was a women's meeting, and those women there loved me until I could love myself, start to begin to love myself again, like I do try to today with little things that I do. So, yeah, I kept coming back to meetings. And that message is massive for me, because it really does work, because I couldn't keep picking the white keyring up. But it was just like, but I still kept going to meetings. And it's not about not coming to meetings, you know, it's people, you know, I've got some friends and they're new and they relapse and it hurts me. And I suppose that's why I didn't. I don't know why I mean, they say, you know, you reach out to a newcomer, didn't you? You know, and there's a strong possibility that they may not be new anymore. They may, you know, continue their journey like some of us. But also there's a strong possibility that you invest yourself and you love people, and they may not want to come back. And that's not my story. And I don't know what the drive is. I think it's kind of like my love for humanity, really, that just, luckily for me, I can feel the love. I feel the love. I suppose it's a bit more difficult if you struggle with that. But that's my open-mindedness. I see that, and I also got that nobody is different. We're all the same. If I can do it, you can do it. All those, you know, I heard that and I kind of grasped that, because I thought, I've got to hear that, or else I don't think I would have stayed if I thought that somebody was, you know, better than me in staying clean. I don't think I would have stayed. But there isn't anyone. We're all the same. And I just hold on to that dearly. Because that keeps me coming back, and that common interest, you know, the common, you know, one addict helping another, the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that will tear us apart. Those sort of messages keep me coming back. And I kind of, but as I was just got retracked a little bit, but I was talking about the struggles in recovery, and I think my worst day was when I was 7 years. Not my worst day, but the last day that I, thank you. The last day that I felt that I wanted to take a drug, which for me at the time was alcohol, was when I was 7 years clean. And that was the last time that I felt that I wanted to drink. And it was a small thing. It was a timekeeping thing, which I have as an ongoing thread in my recovery, as you do. My one is timekeeping. I've lost many jobs because of my timekeeping. And I'm very manipulative in this job now that I'm timekeeping. Oh, my. I've got many excuses. And I've got a stubborn streak when it comes to keeping the time. You know, I really do. For other people, I can do it. You know, do a meeting, keep the boundaries. But when it comes to me, turning up for me, and it's really important and it's so basic. How can you achieve anything if you go to bed too late? How can you achieve anything if you don't get up on time? So simple. It's so simple. I recently forgot. But at that time when I forgot again now, I'm back into that. But, you know, the hope, what the programme gives me is hope, and I've got hope. And I never knew I had hope when I was using, sitting on the toilet, doing my thing with my drugs. And waiting for my dealer stroke boyfriend to turn up. I didn't know, I didn't even have hope. I thought, I'm going to stop tomorrow, because I knew about, you know, the program. I'm going to stop tomorrow. I'm going to stop tomorrow. And that was me being hopeless. I didn't know that. But when I got into recovery, I felt it. I felt hope. Felt it. And that just, one foot in front of the other. Keep coming back. Works if you work it. That's hope to me. That's it. So simple. So anyway, I was late for my friend's grandson's party. He was only going to be one or two. It was very important. And I was late and I wanted a drink. Just because I was late. I felt embarrassed, I was going to be humiliated, I was going to look small, I was going to turn up late, I'm ridiculous, and all that sort of negativity came in. It's a therapeutic word, I call it stinking thinking, but it's therapy, it's not really NA. But it all came seeping back. But I didn't, I got the programme and I just carried on. They said, no, you carry on, that's what you do, you carry on regardless. And I didn't use, and I didn't want to use after that. And that was like maybe 6 years ago. Never felt like I wanted to. But I've got to be careful, you know? I've just got to keep going. Because the disease is insidious. It can trip me up. You know, I'm in a relationship with someone who smokes cannabis. I've been with this guy for 12 years. And he smokes cannabis, and I've got used guys, I've got the meetings, I don't know, I've got a programme, I don't, but I've got to be really careful because I'm really quite close to it. But if I didn't have a partner, I might still be close to it. I might be working in a drug service, I might be, I don't know, but I'd still be close to it. It's only a day away, but that's for me. You know, I'm an individual, but I will keep coming back. I love you guys. And I love my sponsor. She's here tonight. Acknowledge her, yeah, because it's important. And I sponsor today. It's amazing. And I love it. But I do anyway, but this is official, you know. I tell myself it does get better. Keep coming back, you know. It gets better. Give yourself a chance. It gets better. I tell myself that today, still. So I think that's probably why I'm still here, but I don't take it for granted. And God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.